This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
All right, you've got me for an entire hour because Alex is on the road. And when Alex is on the road, things happen. Owen's already up in Washington, and we're all going to see what happens on Saturday. I hope the weather is better. Right now, it's kind of a rain out. Whenever it's a rain out, like on an election day, that tends to favor the Patriots because the Sunshine Patriots only come out when the sun is shining. And the real Patriots will come out in rain or snow or hail or anything else. And we can see that right now with Owen and the InfoWars gang and all the other Patriots that are already up there, you know, even days ahead of time. I've been following this naturally. Big tech and the mainstream media is doing everything that they can to play this rally down. Apparently, it doesn't have the right kind of official permit, the Saturday assembly. But it's funny that never seemed to bother anybody when it was BLM or Antifa burning down buildings or, you know, rampaging against courthouses. But you let a group of patriots get together to wave the American flag, and suddenly there's a big concern about the permitting process. It'll remain to be seen what happens with the police, you know, whether they'll let any kind of a stage be set up or all it's going to be is a big truck rally, you know, a Trump train. And if it's a Trump train, if they don't allow the people to assemble peaceably, then maybe it will just be a big Trump train that'll shut Washington down. But one way or another, you know, the point is to get the attention of the traitor press, the mainstream media that is colluding with the Democrats and big tech to stifle any positive news about Trump's fraud investigation. And amplify any news about the so-called Biden transition team, you know, the fake president-elect. I'm just as much a president-elect as Joe Biden is. You know, there's no president-elect until the electoral college meets, and until that happens, you know, there is no president-elect. That is strictly mainstream media, and that now includes Fox News, unfortunately. That is just mainstream media gaslighting. That's just the brainwash. But I have to wonder, you know, how effective is the brainwashing after 4 years of the mainstream media telling us that, you know, that Trump was a Russian spy, a traitor. Then he was a Ukrainian spy and a traitor, which kind of doesn't make sense because Ukraine and Russia are at war. But never mind. You know, to the dim bulbs that are the voting masses of the Democrat Party, it's interchangeable. He's a traitor. Russia, Ukraine, who cares? But then he brought in the Wuhan virus. You know, the virus is all Trump's fault. All 200,000 that they say died from this virus, every one of them is on Trump's hands. You know, then it was into the election cycle, and Trump is going to lose by 10, 12, 15 points. Pure suppression polls, you know, geared to dishearten Trump supporters to make them not feel like it would make a difference if they voted. But still they voted. Okay? So how much power does the mainstream media really have anymore? Or is it a case of like a boomerang effect or a reverse psychology effect? You know, if the mainstream media says the sky is blue, I think most people will go outside and look because they'll assume that they're lying at this point. And not to mention all the people that are right in the middle that have been red-pilled, as Owen's been pointing out, massively red-pilled by this, this outcome of this fraud. Seeing it is just a new thing. We'll continue on the other side of the break.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamin Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency cell.
Here's the message to Trump Nation, to patriotic Americans. It's all a gaslight, if you haven't figured it out yet. It's all a massive fake news gaslight. Trump won massively in the last election. He even won massively in the swing states. This is why the Democrats, who a lot of them, you know, they might be vicious and they might be extremely partisan, but a lot of them aren't that smart. Like Stacey Abrams, she thought she could she could win in Georgia by hauling in 50,000 last minute votes. Unfortunately for her, she missed the mark. She needed, 70 or 80,000 votes. Still, she calls herself, the legitimate governor of Georgia. Well, before the election, Stacey Abrams made visits to all of these key swing states. And I think that the message that she sent was, you're going to need more than 50,000 votes. But what they couldn't foresee was that Trump might win Pennsylvania not by 50,000 votes, but by 700,000 or 800,000 votes, by almost 300,000 votes in Michigan. This sent the Democrats into total panic mode. This caused them to lose their minds in terms of committing a fraud that is so vast that it would be impossible to conceal it. And the messages that we're getting out from the Trump legal team and now from Trump himself tweeting about the massive size of this fraud, they know what's going on. They have the evidence. They have the computer forensic analysts. Everything that you've been seeing about these vote switches and vote disappearances, it's not only true, it leaves a forensic trail. These Dominion machines that have the port on the side that you can stick a thumb drive in, well, you can't do that without leaving a trail. It leaves a forensic trail, and analysts are finding all of this evidence. So Biden right now is taking 2 days off to go to Delaware. And probably his team is wondering how they're going to counter the fraud charges. 2 weeks before the election, the Tony Bobulinski interview happened, and this was during the reveal of the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. Then Tony Bobulinski on top of it saying, I had two meetings with Joe Biden himself, along with Hunter Biden and his brother James Biden. Joe's brother, James. The mainstream media completely just blockaded the news. So Bob Ulinski, who is a stellar witness, you know, a fact witness, an eyewitness, a partner in the Hunter Biden schemes at that time, the news media said, look, it worked. We just blocked it, and we went straight to the election without the Biden voters knowing anything about it, about the laptop or Tony Bob Ulinski. Then they obviously also knew that Pfizer was going to be coming out with the vaccine. They waited on that. They knew that the unemployment numbers would be great. They waited on that. So obviously, it's no secret the media is 100% in the tank. But what they've been learning from this is to have a little bit too much faith in just how airtight their control of the media is, because they've been just trying to say there's no fraud. You know, there's no evidence of fraud. That they were sticking with that for a few days. But it's not working, because they have to have some Republicans on shows like with Stephanopoulos and others, and they're getting it. You know, both barrels. When Stephanopoulos says there's no evidence, he gets the evidence thrown right in his face, and they're starting to look like fools. They're getting into the Baghdad Bob area, where everybody in the world is seeing American tanks rolling into Baghdad, but they're at the Saddam Hussein Palace. They're saying there's no tanks in Baghdad. You know, the whole world can see the fraud, and it's not a small fraud. You know, this is the full spectrum fraud. It's dead voter ballots. It's out of state voters. You know, it's people tearing up Trump votes, or just, you know, putting another vote on it to cancel it as an overvote. These are the easiest things in the world. All you have to do to prove fraud is not allow the observers in. It's not the case that you have to prove that something bad happened with the ballot in the counting room. If you don't allow observers in, which is the law, then every ballot counted during the time when the observers were disallowed is a bad ballot. And this is going to be thrown out. There's no question these are going to be thrown out. And it's not even a question necessarily of the Supreme Court of the United States. You know, the Trump legal team with, you know, really superstars like Rudy Giuliani, who put mafia bosses and Wall Street billionaires in prison. He's not a piker at this. You know, Harmeet Dhillon, Sidney Powell, they've got a real brain trust, and they have assembled the real computer forensic experts. So they're not going to get away with this. And when I said it doesn't necessarily even, you know, become a Supreme Court decision, if there is no concession by Trump, everybody should be hearing this by now. If there's no concession by Trump, then it continues to play out in the courts. If it goes into December when the Electoral College is supposed to meet, if there's no concession and there's no certification of these states that are being contested, then it goes to the state legislatures to put forth the electors. The number of electors for each state is determined in the Constitution, but the fact that it's the legislature that chooses them is right in black and white. You know, Article 2, Section 1, it says, second paragraph, each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives, etc. But it's the legislature that picks the electors. If the election results are not certified, meaning if it's still a contested election in these swing states, then it becomes a classic power battle where the Republican majority legislatures win. And in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Georgia, Wisconsin, and Arizona, but not Nevada, but in those five states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, the Republicans control the legislature. Now, if these states try to continue with the fraud and deny a revote, it just stays tied up in court. I saw today you know, the Secretary of State of Arizona is a woman named Katie Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S. She is one of these Soros people. She was put there by Soros. This is part of their lawfare project. It's similar to putting in Soros DAs, you know, that will let the arsonists, you know, go in and out of the jail overnight and go back on the street. So Soros paid for these secretaries of state. It's usually a very nondescript position. Who wants it? It's a no big deal job until there's an election. But the problem is, if there is no certification and they can't certify it while it's in the courts, if there's no certification, then the legislature of Arizona has the trump card. They're not going to say, oh, sure, let a Democrat Soros-paid secretary of state certify the election. We're good with that. We don't want to have any power. We want to be useless cucks. You know, we want to just admit to everyone in Arizona that we actually, even though we control the legislature, we're just going to roll over on our backs, put our legs in the air, and surrender. Hell no, they won't. So if this stays in the courts, then the Republicans in these state legislatures win. Then they choose their own electors.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, the reason I wrote Enemies Foreign and Domestic like 15 years ago now, and the other books that I've written, is so that when these things started to happen, I'd have a track record and people would listen to me. Because I thought that I had had some insights into what was coming based on my, you know, previous life experiences and study of history. And I would say that a lot of it is actually happening right now. So I thank Alex Jones for giving me this big microphone. This is why I wrote the books, so that I'd be a spokesperson, you know, have a voice when the time came. So I guess to that extent it worked. So thank you, InfoWars. Thank you, Alex Jones. You know, we're right now in a phase of this Civil War, pre-kinetic, and maybe it won't go kinetic, but I kind of suspect that our country's too far gone for any kind of a smooth landing scenario. But we're in the psyops, the info war, the morale period. This is when each side is trying to dispirit the other. But look at how strong we are, because we have faced down 4 years of being called neo-Nazis, of being called white supremacist racists. You know, they call Trump, you know, Hitler. For 4 years, we've put up with that, and we didn't lose our spirit. We slogged on, and we went to the polls, and we won this election overwhelmingly, even in the swing states. And that's why we're going to win in the end, because their fraud was so massive that they left massive evidence. And when they involve so many people in a giant fraud plan like this, they can't keep everybody's mouth shut. You know, we all know about the Postal Service whistleblowers and the great extent that the Postal Service investigators, who are anti-Trump Democrat partisans, we know about the like mind control psyop they tried on that postal worker in Pennsylvania, going after him for hours and hours, trying to get what they could consider a retraction out, which immediately went to the Washington Post, a false retraction. You know, if you can imagine that kind of pressure being put on one postal clerk, you know, a former Marine who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, you can imagine how worried they are. One of the postal inspector interrogators, who's also a polygrapher. So he's basically an interrogator, meaning a mind manipulator. That's what an interrogator is, a mind manipulator. You can imagine how worried they are. One of the things he said is there's senators on this now. You know, this is getting out of control. We have to get it back in control. This is like the Dutch boy trying to put his finger in a dike when a tsunami is coming that's 10 times as high as the dike. We've even heard the recordings from a couple weeks ago of a Democrat in Michigan teaching a seminar on vote fraud. Somebody even then had enough of a conscience and knew where this was going to make an audio recording of it, explaining how to spoof the ballot machine, how to put a post-it note over the duplicate stamp so that they could count both ballots, the duplicate and the old one. You know, how they could run it through multiple times. How they can invalidate a Trump vote. This was recorded. Trump's legal team has all of this. They have hundreds of signed affidavit witnesses. People were in the Detroit counting room when the pallets of ballots were brought in. There are witnesses to all of this. So on the Democrat side, there has to be a huge freakout going on right now. But we can't coast. We can't coast at all. Because I would expect at any moment, because this is from the playbook, when the script is going against them, when the narrative is not working, what the communists, Bolsheviks, leftists, socialists, Democrats, whatever you want to call them this week, the collectivists, they will try to flip to a new narrative. And a new narrative could very easily be something like a false flag operation. So be on your guard up in Washington, or if you're driving to Washington, it's very likely that there's going to be some kind of a false flag. You know, CBS News has out today, and they'll be running it, a militia story, another militia story, right? Now, they've had this thing for months. Some of it was recorded like a year ago. So they've had this militia story in the can for months. Why are they running it on November 12th? Their evil militia story. And to anybody that wants to cooperate with the mainstream media, if you think that you're going to be able to come across as the reasoned and rational Second Amendment spokesman, don't be a fool, because what they'll do is they'll also find some camo-wearing yahoos that will talk about shooting people in the face. And they will mix all of this footage, the rational, you know, well-reasoned Second Amendment spokesman, they will mix that footage with the, you know, the Billy Bob, redneck, yahoo, shoot him in the face footage. And the intention is to make the entire militia movement and the Second Amendment movement look like a bunch of trigger-happy, hair-trigger maniacs that are just ready to start shooting liberals in the face. If you cooperate with the mainstream media making a production like this, because you're the well-reasoned, responsible, you know, thinking things through, trying sincerely to explain it, you're very naive. I've seen this a dozen times over the past 30 years. I've been approached to participate in these things. And what they invariably will do is mix your really well thought out Second Amendment argument with assault rifle footage and idiots saying shoot them in the face. Please don't be a sucker and go down that route, okay? So why did they release this documentary today when it's been ready for weeks or months? You think it's a coincidence? They're priming the pump for action. So if something happens up in Washington, it's very likely to be a false flag event that will be blamed on white, racist, Trump-loving militias. And this will be used as an excuse to slime the entire Trump nation and make it illegal to hold any more rallies. Because they've got to shut down the rallies. They're very worried about, you know, when Biden was holding his little baby rallies, more Trump people came out. Now they're worried that if Biden is inaugurated, more Trump people will come to the Biden inauguration than Biden supporters. So they've got to find a way to stop these rallies. The rallies show our strength, and a false flag operation is the way to stop the rallies. That's why CBS dropped their militia documentary today. Make no doubt about it. I'll continue on this on the other side.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden. provides martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
You know, the title of my first book is Enemies Foreign and Domestic, and it comes from part of the oath that all military and law enforcement take, which is to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I'll have to tell you, in all honesty, foreign enemies are a lot easier to deal with than domestic enemies. By far. And if the Democrats get away with the biggest fraud, the biggest vote theft in history, look at who's going to be right back in the saddle. John Brennan, the communist, James Comey, they're all going to be, you know, right back in power positions again. Already Obama's foreign policy team is right back in, you know, in the coming White House if they get through, if they get through with this fraud. We'll never hear another word about the Durham report. It'll go right down the memory hole. The deep state will be not only emboldened, they'll be fully in power. If they can cheat their way into the White House, what makes you think they can't cheat their way into getting the two Georgia Senate seats? If they get the Georgia Senate seats, then they pack the Supreme Court. They bring in Puerto Rico and D.C. as states and get four more senators right off the bat, giving themselves an impossible to defeat majority. Then they can go after guns. They can literally say any gun invented after 1799 when the Constitution was written is an illegal gun. Now, that doesn't mean that they can enforce it, but this is where they're going to go. So by no means get ready to quit. In the last segment, I mentioned that the time is ripe for a false flag operation because they desperately need to get this away from the fraud narrative. Their embargo on the fraud, you know, it began with there's no fraud. Then it was there's no widespread fraud. Now it's widespread, but it's not enough to flip the elections. But we've seen in several of these swing states, at least in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan, you have these woman secretary of states that all came in recently that are Soros plants. The one in Arizona, you know, said that Trump supporters are neo-Nazis. Now she's saying we don't need no recount. You know, a recount will just increase the conspiracy theories. So, you know, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. You know, the media is all powerful. Just go with the narrative. Well, they can't. The fraud narrative is like a tsunami. So they're going to have to switch it to a bigger, a better story. And nothing would work better than around this time, like a white, quote unquote, neo-Nazi racist, you know, white supremacist mass shooting, something like that. This is why the deep state mole plants inside of the DOJ and the DHS, they come out with a ridiculous garbage about the biggest terror threat are those wily white racists, because they're preparing the psychological battle space for a false flag. Now, I'm not saying don't go to Washington. By all means, go to Washington. The reason I mention a false flag risk is by talking about it in advance as a deep state tool, you take power away from it. You take the shock value away from it, because if it happens, half of the country will immediately say, oh, boy, we saw that coming a mile away. You know, false flag operation, no doubt. And that takes the power and sting away from it by knowing the likelihood of it in advance. So, yes, by all means, go. And not only go, keep going and keep doing capital rallies, rallies anywhere to disrupt the mainstream media, false narrative that there's no fraud. Put these rallies in front of their faces talking about stopping the steal, so that local media has to go on and say, look at these thousands and millions of people that believe this conspiracy theory. They must all be nuts. When the mainstream media says that, more and more people are changing the channel. You know, television viewers are leaving Fox, for example, conservatives, going to One America News and Newsmax, and obviously to InfoWars. But at every level, you can keep this up. And one of the ideas that I've seen that I'd like to share is a simple message, which is Trump won. Okay? I took one of my Trump Pence magnet bumper stickers. Okay? And I just used, where it said 2020, I just used tape and put one. Stick it back on the car. Same thing with the yard sign. If you, and this is what anybody says, what do you mean Trump won? If you come out of the bank with $100 and a thief pickpockets you and steals it, It's your money. The thief is a thief, okay? The thief didn't win the money. You know, if you win a lottery prize and the thief steals it, you still are the winner. You were robbed by a thief, and that's what the Democrats have done. So, yes, Trump won. It's a great message. It's positive. It's not calling the Democrats, you know, evil jerks, which they a lot of them are. But you don't want to you don't want to alienate every wavering, soon-to-be red-pilled, you know, lifelong Democrat by calling them all thieves and creeps. Just say Trump won. And it's easy. It takes, you know, 5 minutes with a little bit of tape. I didn't have blue tape. I had black and white tape. But it still looks fine from, you know, 50 feet away. But that's a message that you can keep up. Trump won. Put that in people's faces. Don't let the, even at the street level, even, you know, driving around or yard sign level, don't let the Biden people feel like they've got it in the bag. We're in that psychological warfare section of this transition of power. Hopefully there's no transition of power. You know, I salute Mike Pompeo because at a press conference when he was asked about the transition to the Biden administration, he just absolutely laid the big red pill. I mean, he laid the big troll red pill right on the mainstream media and said, I anticipate a smooth transition to the second Trump administration. You can almost see heads exploding. And so this is what we have to do. Keep the message, Trump won. Biden is a fake. He's a usurper. He's just in there by fraud. The same mainstream media and big tech, you know, that told us for 4 years he was a Russian spy, then he was a Ukrainian sellout, then he murdered 200,000 people with COVID, and then they said that Biden was going to win by 15 points. These same lying SOBs are now telling us that there's no fraud. So we just laugh in their faces and just bulldoze ahead. We're not going to stop. You know, there's a saying, it's attributed variously to different people. It probably goes back to the Greeks and Romans, who knows, but it says, quantity has a quality all of its own. These mass rallies are something that the Democrats can't do. You know, because they control media and tech, they can dial the volume up. They can make a little tiny Biden Jeep rally, you know, look like a grand production with the fireworks and the big screen jumbotron of Biden's senile face. But what they can't do is duplicate what it looks like when 20,000 or 50,000 people come out to support Trump. That they can't do. So maintaining at every level, from yard sign, from bumper sticker, to these Trump truck caravans, to the mass rallies in Washington, this is our strength. This is what we can do. And just be aware that in their desperation, these Democrats, many of whom are fearing that they'll go to prison, people like Brennan and Clapper and Comey could do prison time. You know, if Trump has a second term, the deep state is going to be like a vampire, you know, with a stake through its heart. They're not going to let it happen. They will do anything to prevent it. And I'm going to talk about the...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet? When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ship.
When you buy my books on Kindle or Audible, that's great, but they can be deleted. If Biden's elected, I expect there'll be gulags in our future. Fortunately, I don't live in a commie blue state. They're going to have their work cut out if they want to get me down here. Maybe they can do some kind of a snatch, but it's not going to be widespread stuff. They might try the Roger Stone method, but, they better be loaded for bear. That's all I can say. Now, one of the new false narratives that the Marxist media is promoting, because they need something to fill the time so that they don't have to talk about the worst electoral fraud in American history, fraud that is at Ukraine level, at Kenya level, worse, is that that Trump is purging the military because he wants to use the military in sort of like a reverse preventative coup to avoid leaving, and by not recognizing the rightful, president, which they say will be Joe Biden. Fraud or no fraud, we just keep pushing the fraud story, play it through the court. It goes to the state legislatures who will determine the electors. This has happened several times before in American history. It's not unheard of. It's part of the Constitution. Even communists like Van Jones, who has been in the Obama administration, and I think he's a CNN contributor. Van Jones made a very slick video a couple days ago. It's one of these TED Talks. That's like a Soros think tank that he's talking about. Everybody needs to know that we don't just automatically win. If Trump doesn't concede, it goes to these state legislatures. He's preparing his side's battle space for the shock that Trump might actually use the Constitution and win. And he's dropping big hints that in this case, it's time to go full war, all out full war. And, you know, in pondering how a civil war unfolds, there's sort of an idea or a concept of you want the other side to fire first. You want to, as long as possible, stay within the boundaries of the constitutional law. Play it through the courts. When the courts are still deadlocked, if the Supreme Court is indeterminate, then each of these state legislatures will put forward their own slate of electors because they will recognize that they were had by their George Soros-funded secretaries of state, and in some cases governors, that promoted the fraud. They will put forward pro-Trump electors. At this point, the Antifa BLM RevCom side is going to absolutely lose its collective mind. They will conduct riots and other, you know, forms of social sabotage, you know, blocking bridges, things like that, at a level that we have not seen in all of the George Floyd riots. But this isn't all bad because it will flush them out into the open. What they don't understand is that Trump Nation has been paying close attention. Now, while they've been the wild black bloc radicals, we've been loading magazines and zeroing rifles. So it's going to be maybe not the exact outcome that they expect when they start doing things like blocking bridges, you know, setting trucks on fire on top of key bridges all across cities at the same time. This is a type of a predictable sabotage, or doing things to railroad tracks that are so stupidly easy that, you know, kindergartners could do it. If they do this, they're going to be flushing themselves out in the open as the aggressors, as the ones that went violent. And then maybe we can look forward to a severe shortage of Marxist professors, you know, in the near future. But it's going to be a rocky period, there's no doubt. Because if Trump, you know, shows the fraud, pushes through the fraud, you know, puts it out to the country so that everybody is clear that this election was stolen by a massive crime. You know, look at the crimes that have been done against him. I think it's Sidney Powell or maybe it's Harmeet Dillon that says this is like a 2.4.0 or 5.0. You know, starting with the fake Russiagate, dirty dossier coup. They've never quit going after Trump. If Trump prevails after all of this, after Antifa and BLM are flushed out into the open as terrorists and criminals, that we can deal with them harshly, if Trump is installed for a second term, then the deep state is in deep trouble, and they know it. That's why they're going so all-out crazy right now. And even within you would assume that the military is just going to be loyal to the commander in chief and obey orders. No, this is not true. At the flag rank level, generals and admirals, they are picked by the Senate, and the Senate of the Democrats, they pick social justice warriors. And as we've seen, one of the reasons for making these radical social pushes into the military, you know, forcing things like transsexuals in uniform onto the military, is to cause traditional heritage American generals and admirals to resign. The ones that are left don't care about anything except their own power. I know from people that have been in the room that General Milley, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was put there because he is a deep state anti-Trumper, is somebody who, out of the earshot of President Trump, you know, went in another building, is a complete never-Trumper who is insubordinate and insulting to the commander-in-chief, intentionally setting a standard of no punishment for insubordination towards Trump. And this is a way of demonstrating to the other generals how powerless Trump really is. Could Trump fire him just like he fired Esper? Yes, but you have to be, you know, mindful of how this narrative will play out during this critical time. So if Trump makes it through, will Milley be around? Heck no. Milley will be toast. He will be toast. He will join John Brennan and James Comey and McCabe and Clapper with the rest of the disloyal, insubordinate snakes, the deep state snakes. You know, Esper is a guy who came from the corporate world where he was raking in the millions. Classic example of the Pentagon revolving door. You make millions in the military by shuffling programs to corporations that will then pay you back with a board seat or a do-nothing job. Then you might come back into government, you know, in the as a Secretary of Defense. Then after that, you go right back to a think tank or to the corporate world. Whatever will do the most, you know, damage to loyal patriotic Americans and do the most good for the globalist deep state. And that's what Trump is doing. He is flushing these snakes out. He's like St. Patrick in Ireland. This is why they hate him so much. He is pouring the deep fumigation gas into these snake holes, and they can't stand it. They have all their chips pushed all in on Biden and the fraud. Now they're stuck. It's like the Titanic after hitting the iceberg. The lights are still on this big election fraud, and they're saying there's no leak. Everything on the ship is good. We'll be getting underway in a minute. But smart people know the fraud ship is sinking. And all of these deep state snakes and disloyal, insubordinate traitors who are loyal to their globalist corporate masters, they are going to go down with this fraud ship. You know, they might be pretty smart, wily operators to, you know, rise through the ranks in the military, get these millionaire, cushy corporate jobs, think tank jobs. But what they are not smart enough to realize is that the people running the fraud are not smart at all. They're leaving clues everywhere, clues that are going to be laid out for the American public. And as this goes on, all I can say is our side has to keep up the pressure. That's why the Saturday rally is important. That's why, you know, local rallies and Trump caravans are important. And even this message needs to stay. Trump won. Just because a thief steals your prize doesn't mean he's the prize winner. He's just a thief. All right? Anyway, that's it for this week. And, boy, every week we just don't know what's going to happen. But good luck to everybody up in Washington and everybody heading to Washington. And we'll see you on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.